That's funny. Okay, I think we're recording. Oh my god, screw the stupid idea. I don't even like the Deftones.
What would you say you do here?
Have a good time all the time.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm blathering about. I've got information, man.
I want you to be realistic.
What do you love about music?
Man being realistic.
As the story grows.
You got this, Travis. Make him wait for it. Boom.
Welcome back to the 100th episode. Help, noops. Shit. On my face. Welcome back to the 100th chapter of As the Story Grows. My name is Trav, and tonight I am joined by Joshua Toomey of the Talk Toomey podcast and former bassist of Primer 55. What's up, Toomey?
What's up, man? Long time no see.
Yeah, man. Haven't seen you since Louisville with Zayo. That was awesome to bump into you. And then we got Eric Hall, the host of Shoot the Shred podcast. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, man? Good to be here.
Happy to bump into you for the first time. And we got to make this one quick. Brandon Kellum, the lead vocalist of of American Standards, is on the phone, but he's about to go into some sort of a sound check thing, so we got to get him on and off the call. Brandon, what's up, man?
Hey, sorry for all the trouble here, guys. I know I've been pinning you out here, so good to hear from you guys, though.
Yeah, well, you're the vocalist, so yeah, you're the pain in the ass. That's how it works in bands, right?
I'm not going to help any of you guys lose your gearing. Just let that be known.
Yeah, I'm used to that. Somehow I'm the drummer, and I still have to carry the bass amp all the time. I don't understand why that's a thing, but it is, whatever. But all right, so let's be brief about this so we can get Brandon off the phone. Somebody came up with an idea to do a cover song. I don't remember how this all started.
I think it was... I'll dive in here. I believe it was me, which is kind of funny because I was the last person to do my tracking. But we were doing a thread on Twitter, and I sat there and looked at it, and I was like, wait a minute, we've got a drummer, a guitar player, a singer, and a former bass player on the Twitter feed. I was like, hey, we've got a band here. And then the whole cover idea popped up. So I believe right. that kind of came more from the Trav Turner side of it, because you've done the covers in the past.
I'm trying. And then somebody suggested we had a running joke. Brandon's already laughing, you idiot. Somebody had a running joke of our song was going to be Break Stuff from Limp Bizkit, and that's when I refused to be a part of it. And then
that was your first bad choice, Travis. That was your first bad choice. Of many.
Well, that will be the second song we do.
Yeah, and then, no, I don't know about that. And then we defaulted back to Deftones Elite because I guess Eric's suggestion that we do that.
Yeah, I figured I'd throw it out there because I thought I'd be able to play it, and I knew it well enough, and relatively easy enough for myself, because I'm like, I don't know many cover songs, but I could probably pick that one up, and then it just happened, and I was like, oh, hopefully everybody's cool with that.
So here we go. So I recorded the drums, and Eric recorded the guitars, and then Brandon recorded the vocals, and then 6 months later, freaking Toomey went and bought some bass strings, and here we are. So this episode is basically dedicated to forming a cover band from people who all met due to Twitter and Skull Toaster and podcasting and being guests on all the podcasts. Brandon, you've dragged the American Standards thing onto all three of these podcasts, so... You've become like...
Reluctantly, I'm sure. Reluctantly, yeah. For everybody.
No.
I've dragged our name through all of this. But I was absolutely happy to be a part of all everybody's podcast. And then just like you were saying, like when everybody found out that everybody played a certain piece in it, it just made sense, right? I mean, why wouldn't we take over the world at that point?
Sure. Why not? So since you got to hop off the phone shortly... update us a little bit on what's going on with American Standards. New album is out. You guys are, I know that you guys are opening for Zayo in a month or later this year or something like that. You guys are cooking right now.
Yeah, we've been, definitely cooking with some steam or something. Zayo's on the 24th, going tour through May. And then, like you said, we just released in Tamale on the 28th of this month, April. Or I guess, last month. And, it's been good times, but I'm also equally as excited to get this song out. But I'm personally curious, because before I jump off, I want to find out the decision to do Elite out of all the Deftones songs in all the world. Is there any story behind Elite, or did you guys have any experience with Elite before this? Or, it just wasn't the first Deftones song that popped out for me.
No, it's definitely not the first Deftones song that they don't even like playing it. They're probably like, oh, I bet everybody that loves White Pony, because that album is like a cult classic. Everybody loves that one. It's not even my favorite Deftones album, but for some reason, I don't know. I feel like maybe the screaming vocal. I'm like, okay, that Brandon could do that, and the guitar doesn't sound terribly difficult for me. I think it might at least not sound like an idiot and be like, hey, you've got a guitar podcast and you can't play the guitar, so I wanted to take it a little bit and. But I don't know.
I'll be completely honest with you. When I was like, dude, I am not doing Break Stuff from Limp Bizkit. That's ridiculous. And then you suggested Elite from Deftones. I went and listened to it, and I was like, ugh, I think I'd rather do Break Stuff from Limp Bizkit. I'm not even a Deftones fan, to be honest with you. But I'm glad this worked out the way it did, because it actually did turn into a pretty fun song. And I'm glad we got to do this. We should do another one. Let's do another song.
Another song.
Yeah, no, Break Stuff is obviously a natural progression at this point, right?
All right, for crying out loud, let's do it. I can't wait to hear your best Fred Durst impression, Brandon.
It may be a little bit better than Chino.
It might be a little bit better than Fred Durst.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm going to take a time right now with Brandon on the phone to sit there and just say, you know, you say we reluctantly had you on the on our respective podcast, but I think, you know, looking back on it, it was a breath of fresh air to see a band like yours trying so hard and pushing so hard and getting yourself out there, because there's so many avenues for you guys to take. And, you know, you guys seem to not just be sitting back and just waiting for stuff to come to you. It really looks like you guys are really pushing ahead and trying to make things happen. So kudos to the American Standards fellows.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we try so hard, and we get so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
You know, it's funny too. I remember. I mean, I've never talked to you, Brandon. I've only talked to you on Facebook or Twitter because you reached out to me and just said, "Hey," because I mean, obviously, I do the guitar show, so Corey was the guest that fit into the format for me. But we talked a couple of years prior to that about. I think you emailed me a copy of the. I can't remember the name of the EP, whatever the name. I'm totally blanking on it. But we'd had like a little bit of contact before that, and then you showed up on the other two podcasts, and then you sent me a message, and I'm like, "Ah, cool. This would be cool to reconnect and then be part of the team, man. The American Standards
Podcast. Yeah, no, we talked in like 2012, yeah. 2013 when we put out Still Life, actually. So, and then, yeah, when you're doing the guitar podcast, I said it'd be cool to see Corey on there because Corey's obviously the entertaining guy from American Standards. I'm just the guy that that's like, come on, talk to us, guys. Just do it. Come on.
It was 7 months, and I've stayed in touch with him a little bit, too, back and forth with some music sharing and just conversation about stuff. So it's... Kind of what Toomey said. It's cool that you guys are pushing forward and just putting your name out there and just working hard and hitting the ground. I mean, that's, you don't see it that much from that.
Well, if I can take a little time to say, Toomey has been absolutely killing it lately. Like, yeah. He's got like the biggest people in the entire world on his podcast, and every single press outlet is picking up on his news nonstop. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I don't know who you're paying to blabbermouth, but keep the money flowing, dude.
My link's on accident one time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that episode to shoot the shred.
Yeah, well, dude, see,
the formula is you have to get your guest to talk shit about another person, that's, and then yeah. Blabbermouth will pick it up. So that's what you have to do.
There you go.
I feel like American Standards isn't talking enough shit right now. That's what I've done wrong.
Some shit.
Hey, man. Just go tell, you know, go tell someone to blow you, and the next thing you know, you'll be all over Blabbermouth.
I go. Do that every show.
It's not working. You're not doing it right. You're telling the wrong people. Yeah, or asking the wrong people. That's pretty funny. I have a couple friends that came after me that were like, oh, my God. Can't believe some of the guests you're getting. How did you get Gene Hoagland? I was like, Toomey. He totally helped me out.
And, is he giving you like leftover scraps at this point? Like,
I don't. Yeah, I totally do. After Toomey is done eating, I sneak into the table and I'm like, oh, he didn't finish that crust of bread. I'll talk to that guy for a half an hour.
Like, you talked to Gene Hoagland for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, man. I had Hoagland was awesome. On for a while. He was awesome.
You know, going back to the song to Lee. I will say, Travis, you killed it on the drums, and you even threw in this like cool little double bass part there, and wasn't the same beginning it. It's like Deftones is like really just like straight forward, you know. I don't think they even have double bass, but you definitely killed it on the drum track.
Thank you. Yeah, that part was so boring. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna. I think I remember having a discussion with Eric about like, it's pretty much just straightforward. I guess just na 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 na, just 16th notes or whatever. And I was like, can we double up on that? You were like, yeah, sure.
So well, I remember you sent me the track, and I think you sent me two versions of it, and one of them did not have that. I think one of them was a little bit more maybe closer to the actual original track. Right. But I went with that one, and I had to write like a part to it that was to what you were playing, but also to what the actual notes were. And I think that part came out really cool.
I like it too.
Yeah. Like tremolo picked, I think, like to match with the double bass, and it sounded cool. I liked it.
Yeah, man.
That's all I had. That was definitely like the end of that part of that session. Like my wrist hurts. Oh my god, I don't play guitar like this anymore.
Yeah, man.
and vocally, like it's three parts vocally, so
makes logical sense that the four of us with our locale put together, you get to splash a little bit of Euro metal into it. That doesn't make any sense at all. Now that I said it out loud, but yeah, why not?
Say it to no.
Well, the funny thing was, I played this track for a friend of mine, and you know he kind of had some constructive criticism that I could have cared less for. But
what did he say?
Actually, his honest quote was, and it's one of those things where I don't know if it was a positive or a negative. All he said was, "You never know how hard it is to cover a Deftones song until you hear a Deftones cover." Right. I was like, what does that mean?
It means he didn't like it.
Yeah, right. But he did say, it did sound like that we had actually gone into a room and at least hashed this out a few times before we recorded it. And so he was really surprised that, you know, obviously none of us have never played music in the room with each other. So that was pretty cool.
So we got to settle this right here and right now before Brandon hangs up. This little cover band here, we need a name.
Yep.
Oh, God.
What's it going to be?
Has anyone thought of it? Has anyone even been thinking about a name?
No. You guys have heard our band name. You know we're not good at doing that.
You guys got your name off a urinal. For crying
yeah,
out
we can be, Kohler.
Logical logic tells me to take the first letter of everybody and make some word that doesn't make any sense, and then okay. That can be slightly hipster enough. Catch all the young ears, get an Alt Nation or something.
And then we have to remove all the vowels, and we turn all the A's and U's into V's.
Need an umlaut, I know that much.
Yeah, it would be Jet B.
I like the vowel too.
Or Bajet. J-Bet. What did Brandon say?
I don't know.
Let's say like to buy a vowel on that, you know.
We've got to flow
a little bit better. People know, have to know how to spell this. We're going to be Googling this nonstop. Like, as soon as this fire drops, it's just going to be people are going to hit the Google machine and say, I've got it downloaded. And where can they download it, Travis?
I'm so glad you asked. As the Story Grows Bandcamp page, there will be a link in the notes to this show. I already have a cover song on there where I did a Megadeth song. I have my my theme song on there with Bob Nana from Braid and my buddy Phil on bass, and I'm going to be loading more cover songs onto that thing as soon as people get parts done. I got a couple floating out there waiting for parts to come back. Some surprises coming. So, yeah, this is officially the second cover song, and it'll be on my Bandcamp page for the show, and it's a free download because I'm afraid to charge people for it because I'll probably get sued. So you can have it.
Nice.
You know, things are looking up for that third cover song right now.
I say we do it.
The only place to go is up at this point, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. You ready to break some stuff?
I say they say that you have your whole life to write your first cover song and only 2 months to write your second.
That is what I've heard too.
Not if Toomey's playing bass. Yeah, right.
That's true. Well, his bass worked. He got it fixed up.
Yeah, there. I've got my setup now. I know how it all
now
works
he's ready.
And stuff. So.
It's been so long that Toomey played bass that I remember he got a hold of me and he was like, dude, I touched my bass guitar and all the strings just fell off of it. It was like rotted off or something. Jeez.
It was pretty much, man. I hadn't changed the bass strings in probably, I think I played my last show in 2009. So, I mean, and there's no way I've changed strings since then. So, yeah, it was. But, man, I will say, putting on the bass and playing a track, you know, it was very cathartic. And you know, I've actually been playing a lot since then, so it's kind of nice to kind of get back in the saddle. I'm going to have to be like Eric and start shooting little Instagram videos.
Instagram videos, yeah. I'm Insta famous to like 3.5 people.
That's pretty good.
Hey, man, if you do the right thing, you'll get all kinds of likes.
I will say quickly before I leave here, I was absolutely, as in most projects, the least talented person of this band, but I'll also push it the most to make sure everybody hears it.
Perfect.
Awesome.
It's about time one of you vocalists does something worth it.
I got to pull my weight. I got a job, guys. Have a good one, man.
Later. Hey,
bye,
have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm not your
team. Yeah. So seriously, we're auditioning new vocalists for our cover band, if anybody else is listening out there.
We're just humoring him, and yeah, we...
Yeah.
We air quote liked his performance and yeah.
I played
the cover of Deftones song to you. Cover a Deftones song, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I played an American Standard song here at the top of this episode. I want everybody to get into that band. Their new album Anti Melody is pretty good. So now that he's gone, we can get into some nuts and bolts of this thing, and then we can get off the phone because I don't want to drag this out. I'm sure we're boring everybody. Yeah. You did a cover song. We'll go listen to the song. But who recorded this thing? Who assembled this thing? Eric, was that you?
Let's see. I think I stopped. I think you. I took your track. I recorded my parts on it. I sent it to Brandon, and I think I was done there. I think. What did you get? I think he sent everything to you, Josh, and then whoever does his mixing and mastering and recording, I think he put it all together in the end. Is that right?
Yeah, what happened? I guess you know, Trav, you did your track, sent it to Eric. Eric added guitars to that. Then it got sent to Brandon. Brandon added his vocals, and then I basically got a finished song, and I added the bass, and then I guess we sent the separate tracks to Brandon's friend, I'm not sure the Brandon's friend's name, but he mixed and mastered the track for us. So actually I was really surprised when I got it in. Hey, there's Trav. But yeah, I was really really happy, man, when I got this back. It was a lot of fun to listen to.
It was cool. I mean,
this is a good testimony to you know, just buying a microphone on eBay and starting podcasts, and the next thing you know you're making friends, and the next thing you know, it's not just about the guests and everything. This is like I said, I'm not even really a Deftones fan, but we have had the funniest threads. We have like inside jokes now on our Twitter feeds and stuff, and we're probably gonna wind up doing another song because all we did was make each other laugh. And this is a good time, man. Just keep pushing positivity out there and create things. And you know, it sounds like a cheesy something that you'd have crocheted on your grandmother's wall or something like that. But I mean, just talk to people, man, and forge friendships. And next thing you know, you have like a digital cover band that you're screwing around with and talking with and having fun with. Why not?
Yeah, it's crazy, man, to think that, you know, basically American Standards brought us together. Brandon somehow manipulated all of us to come on our respective shows. And then we were like, wait a minute, he was just on American Standards. I checked that that episode out. And then when I recorded with him, they're like, oh, we just recorded with Eric Hall, Shoot the Shred. I'm like, what? What's going on here? So, yeah, it was crazy to, you know, for all of this to come together. And I think that this is an amazing tool to, you know, kind of promote each of our podcasts and even American Standards, because, you know, in the podcast world, it's huge to, you know, go on each other's podcasts and talk about each other's podcasts. But I think that this might be, you know, one of the first podcast bands to kind of go out there and to cool. You know, a different way to, you know, to promote our respective shows.
That would be cool.
I mean, we all play instruments. I mean, I specifically talk about guitars every other week, right. So it's for people to be like, oh, you can actually do it and record it and play it and put it out. So
yeah,
for me it's cool, and then it's cool to be able to just do it over the course of several months, but when everybody has time. So it works out. I mean, it's cool.
You mentioned that too, because your podcast is actually designed to be kind of for the guitarist. I've enjoyed listening. There's been times where you've gone off into a tech direction, and I'm like, but you don't do it that much. You keep it entertaining enough that somebody that doesn't play guitar can follow with it. But I'm always so self-conscious. Like again, this is the hundredth one for the title As the Story Grows. But I'm up to like 130 some episodes or whatever, and as I'm talking to a new guest that doesn't know me, I mention that I play drums, right? And I feel like people who have listened to every episode, they're probably like, yeah, Trav, we know. You play drums. You mention it every week. Well, I'm talking to the guest. I'm not talking to you. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to like constantly hammer on that point. It just kind of comes up organically, because when I'm talking musically, sometimes I kind of, as a drummer, I can speak to certain things and I can't speak to other things. And then I have people like kind of teasing me about it. They're like, yeah, you dropped another hint that you're a drummer to that guy. And I'm like, dude, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean it like that.
Well, how many times in a row did you send me a message after my episode came out to me where you're like, hey, you mentioned your Squire Stage Master again. right? Yeah, I know it. You know why? Because I'm talking. Yeah, I'm talking about guitars. That's my guitar.
That's a guitar.
Yeah, it's funny. And I'm definitely more conscious about that. I try to like. I'll tell you this, Josh. Every time I get to the point where I could possibly reference one of my guitars, I'm like, it's in my head that Josh is going to be like,
and I'm like, coming for you, Eric.
I had every time I record an episode, but it's funny.
I do it too. I mentioned to a guest, yeah, man, I play drums, and I already know a couple people that are going to text me and be like, do you play drums? Really? I mean, shut up, idiot. You know what I meant.
Funny.
I always say I grew up a bass player. I know I've said that probably on half of my episodes. I'm always like, yeah, you know, I grew up a bass player and blah blah blah, Dave Ellefson, you know, or stuff like that. So I'm always dropping that I'm a bass player somewhere.
Yeah, it's weird when you do something as consistently as we all do it. You kind of forget that like each episode might be new and they might have never heard you before, but every time you do it, you're like, God, I sound so dumb. I'm saying the same things over and over. No. You know, like, why am I doing this? Who's listening? And then it's like, oh yeah, a bunch of other people that have never listened to the show before, you know. So mm-hmm. It's
yeah, I know.
Separated. It's funny.
Cool. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go around the horn and make sure everybody knows where to find everybody. Josh, you go first.
Well, I host the Talk To Me podcast, and man, you guys can check me out at talktomepod.com. Recently, had a nice facelift over there, and all the podcasts are there. And obviously, you can get us on all the podcast catchers, iTunes, Google Play, you know, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, all that fun stuff.
Eric, you're up.
Yeah, podcast, if you didn't catch it, is Shoot to Shred, and it's obviously guitar-centric, all guitar-centric. And it's the host site is shredpod.simplecast.fm, which I think they're changing something, but I think it's still .fm, still gets you there. And then iTunes and wherever else you find podcasts, and all the Instagram all the social media handles, Instagram, Twitter, it's all Shredpod. So I'm most active on Instagram with guitar videos and posting music clips and all this kinds of stuff. So just hit me up, man.
I'll get that link in there. And I'll cover Brandon since he had to tap out. I played an American Standard song at the front of the song at the front of the chapter here, and I'm gonna sign off for him and make sure that I put that link in notes so you guys can check out his band, the new album Anti-Melody, and they are kind of on tour a little bit later. I think they're doing like the extended weekend warrior weekend stuff, you know. But anyway. Might as well close out with a Deftones cover. So here's us playing Elite. I hope we didn't stomp on it too much. I know Josh's buddy didn't like it, but hey, screw that guy. And I think we should circle back around and talk about the next cover song as soon as we come up with a name for this thing.
You got absolutely.
It, all right. So that's that. See you guys later. You don't have to hang up, but
I know. We know how this works. We know how this works, Trav.
You like your chance. As the Story Grows is a part of Lavera Productions.
High five. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook at As the Story Grows and visit the site at asthestorygrows.com. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss anything, and subscribe to my YouTube page so you can see unedited interviews. Visit the Bandcamp link in the notes of this show for free cover songs, some free tunes, and merch. If you like what you heard and would like to help, there's a Patreon link on every episode, or you can look for the dollar sign on the website for one-time donations. If you can't afford to donate, that's totally okay. Tell a friend, retweet me, and give me a good rating on iTunes. Send your guest requests and any feedback for the show to asthestorygrows@gmail.com, and thank you so much for listening today.
Love you. Take care.